Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Mayan Silver. If you've driven northbound on I-43 towards Milwaukee's downtown, chances are you've noticed a gigantic mural that caught the eye of listener Tim Brever of Greendale.
What is the story behind the mural located on the side of a building coming north into Milwaukee featuring an eagle with a rainbow behind it?
The work is called the Mural of Peace, and it graces the back of a wall at 611 West National Avenue in a largely Latino neighborhood. It's painted by local artist Reynaldo Hernandez. He was commissioned in the early 90s to paint the mural by Richard Houlihan, director of Esperanza Unida, a job training nonprofit that was then housed in the building.
And he just gave me one sentence. He wanted to show the diversity of the south side of Milwaukee. And that's what I had to work with and show its aspirations and concerns.
Reynaldo realized that the south side of Milwaukee had the same aspirations and concerns as the city as a whole, as the nation, and as the world.
Like, we all want happiness. We all hope for peace.
The mural showcases an eagle and a dove facing each other. A cascade of flag stripes jet out from the dove's back. The dove carries an olive branch in its mouth, and there is a rainbow over the two birds, with a sketch of the world's continents in the back. The flags are from countries of all continents. All of these are positive images of peace and universality, but if you look more closely, you'll see additional layers.
And after I was almost done, I started thinking, well, there's really not total peace in the world. There's never 100% peace entirely. There's always tension. So I added lightning right in the middle of the mural and back of the globe to show tension, hotspots or war zones.
The mural isn't directly painted on the Cream City brick wall. It's made up of nearly 300 panels, each 4 by 8 feet. And Reynaldo made the symbols very large for a reason.
Because I didn't want people looking over the freeway trying to figure out what it is, and the contrast. The white dove, the white eagle head, bald eagle head against the colors. So it looks simple, but there's thought behind it.
Jacobo Lovo is the managing artistic director for Latino Arts. He remembers being impressed when Reynaldo gave a presentation at his middle school years ago. He says it's inspirational to see a Latino artist showcase such vibrant art.
Growing up around the South Side and seeing his work, it's really powerful for me as an artist and somebody in art. In the arts world here in Milwaukee.
Latino Arts hosts exhibits and has drumming, visual arts, and dance workshops for youth throughout the year. Jacobo explains that murals in particular have a strong tradition in Latino culture.
With Diego Rivera being one of the Mexican big three, as they were known, Siqueiro and Orozco were the other two.
He says these three men brought social consciousness into the mural movement.
And it's something that we focus on, having our students really think deeply about their surroundings and how their actions will affect our community as a whole, especially as young Latinos growing up in modern United States.
That social consciousness fit well with the Esperanza Unida organization that worked to foster opportunity for local workers. That organization has ceased operations, and the building was sold and turned into lofts. But the mural still stands. Reynaldo restored it in 2016 after the developer added windows. Listener Tim Brever was gratified to learn about the mural's meaning.
We live in a time that's very politically divided, and I think, you know, seeing this message of unity across different countries with the eagle and the dove, I think it's really cool to see the intent behind this.
He says he's wondered about the meaning since he was a kid and finally decided to ask about it. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at WUWM.com/bubblertalk.